Hello and welcome to the Somatic Movement and Mindset podcast with me, clinical somatic educator and founder of Total Somatics, Heidi Hadley. The Somatic Movement and Mindset podcast has been designed to help you gain a deeper understanding to how your mind and body work. You will learn about your amazing mind and body and why over time you can feel pain, recurring injuries and poor posture. Within this podcast, I will teach you why this doesn't have to be your future or the norm for you. Would you like to learn how to reduce pain, move freely, and gain a new lease of life? Let's get started. Hello and welcome back. Now, in this episode, we're going to consider the final part of the three-part series on how to boost your brain. Now, in the last few podcasts, we've considered various ways that we can improve neurogenesis, and that's the creation of new brain cells. Now, in this episode, we're going to consider the most powerful way to increase neurogenesis and how easy it is to implement into your daily activities. So let's consider the first aspect here, and that's exercise. Now, brisk walking, weight-bearing exercise and aerobic exercise have all been shown to stimulate neurogenesis. The reason aerobic exercise stimulates neurogenesis is because oxygen uptake is received at a higher rate into the bloodstream due to fast breathing and the intensity of movement. Interestingly enough, in 2017, a study linked aging with exercise and revealed that when older people exercise, it slows down their aging. So regular exercise in older people showed that they still produce T cells into their later years, and these play a huge role in their immune system. So this is really interesting to note, because after the age of 20, the thymus, which produces T cells, actually begins to shrink. So to hear that T cell production is very active in older people that exercise is a fantastic thing to take on board, consider, and help us really make sure that exercise is up there as a way to really increase our, to slow down the aging process really. So the next one we're going to consider is movement. Now, research has also shown that learning and remembering movement was even more powerful for the brain than cycling, brisk walking, and other aerobic exercise. And movement which includes a routine or a choreographed format has a huge impact on your hippocampus. Now, the hippocampus is a really important role, and in other episodes I go into great detail, so I'll put the links in the show notes there. But let's just consider for the moment with the hippocampus that creating an extra challenge or recalling choreography and also interpreting cues for movement, such as mindful somatic movement, is highly beneficial for the brain and for neurogenesis. And the size of the hippocampus increases, and it actually reverses the signs of aging of the brain. So when you do something new, your brain absolutely loves it and it embraces novelty. Your brain awakens in the new and becomes curious. Stimulating your brain with something new will actually light up areas within your cortex. It will create neurogenesis as your brain begins to create new pathways to organize and retain that new information. There's a fine line, however, between novelty and too much change. If we change too much too soon, it can actually stimulate an internal stress response, slowing down neurogenesis. When we combine a mindful, calm approach in the form of somatic movement, we can create neurogenesis. We can release long-held habits, which may have caused us to have tight, tense muscles, and also keep our central nervous system relaxed enough to stay within the rest and digest mode, and yet be responsive to learning new information. So when your nervous system is relaxed, you're able to absorb all this new information and learn. And this is where within the Total Somatics online program, I've created somatic movement audios, and they are designed to help you release muscle tension and tightness. And for instance, it could be through maybe your hips, your back, your neck, your shoulders. And what you'll notice is that when you practice these movements, that your body starts to feel looser. And the reason for this is because when you release tension from the center of your body, so for example, your hips, your belly and your back, you have greater shock absorbency and fluidity within your movements. Your pain begins to reduce, your movement improves, and you'll notice a difference in your posture. The level of tension through your back and hips, for example, will start to reduce. And that's just some examples there. Plus, you develop mindfulness. And so if you think of this, the choreography that you learn with somatic movement, the feelings, the sensations, the greater movement, the fluidity, that looseness that you feel back into your tissues and your muscles, all of that is creating a whole new neural landscape within your brain, changing the areas that dominate and create stress patterns, tight muscular patterns and poor posture. We're switching that for creating new healthy habits. And these healthy habits help to reduce the incidence of recurring injuries or flare-ups. And so create time each day to implement this movement practice into your life. Because as you begin to become familiar with your movements, you start to become creative and you consider how you can improvise and do them maybe standing or sitting up. This is something I encourage my members within the online program to do. Because doing this helps to stimulate further neurogenesis. And we're continually developing on your personal practice. I encourage you to always think outside the box and create novelty and start enjoying feeling how your mind and body can relax and move with so much more freedom. So, thinking of this in mind, would you like to learn how to create mindful somatic movement in the comfort of your own home? Would you like to learn how you can really embrace and increase neurogenesis, create a body that allows you to move more freely? It brings back a new lease of life. You're able to enjoy the activities that really get you fired up, that you really enjoy and love. It brings back this whole, you know, basically the reason why life is in the word life, you know, lifestyle. Because we want to have a lifestyle. We want to enjoy and have longevity. We want to be more present for everybody as well as for ourselves. And we can do this when we start to work on our amazing mind and body, start to learn what those default habits and postures are, how we can reverse those, how we can create healthy habits and live with more focus, more intention, so we can create structure and focus and clarity in our life with the help of Total Somatics Online. We can start to make those improvements because we get to the root cause of your issue. So to learn more, go to totalsomatics.com and I look forward to seeing you within the online program. Take care. Thank you for joining me today. If you've enjoyed this episode, please leave a rating and also forward this on to somebody you know will benefit. To learn more about pain relief, plus how to improve your health and well-being, go to totalsomatics.com. Until next time, take care.